that time again, listener. Sissy Single Davis is with us. Hi, Sissy.
How are you? You doing okay?
I'm always doing okay when I'm talking with you. You know that.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about part two of this year's blockbuster Miller Outdoor Theater. And of course, when I say that, listeners, we're always having a blockbuster time of year at Miller Outdoor Theater. Sissy, welcome to the show. It's looking forward to a wonderful part two. Let our listeners know what they can expect this year.
Thank you so much, Terry. It's great to talk to you. I think what most people don't think about, because those of us who live here just sort of assume that this always happens, Miller's such a wonderful asset for Houstonians.
Yes.
And for visitors. All these incredible programs free of charge. Nobody else is doing that. So, hey, come take advantage of it. You know, we've got coming up very shortly, Stages is going to be out here with
Yay.
A musical featuring the music, the sort of the doo-wop music from the 50s and 60s. It's called Life Could Be a Dream. Fun musical. If you love that kind of music, then be sure that you come to see that. That's the 6th and 7th of September. The next weekend, those of you who were fortunate enough last year to see the show The Greatest Love of All, a tribute to Whitney Houston, it was so outstanding that we decided this year to bring it back for two performances.
Good, thank you.
So the 13th and 14th of September, Belinda Davids, who is from South Africa, is spot
yes.
on.
Yes.
In her mimicking, actually, of Whitney Houston. She has a remarkable voice, like Whitney did. And I know a lot of people came last year going, yeah, okay, show me. Well, she did. She's fabulous. So I hope people come for that. Then we've got the annual El Grito at Miller, the celebration of Mexican independence. We'll have the Grito ceremony performed by the Consul General of Mexico in Houston. And then we're following that up with really a tribute to Antonio Aguilar, performed by Antonio Aguilar Jr., with special guest Sandra Echeverria, both of them coming from Mexico. We've got WindSync. It's going to be they're a five-member wind ensemble. They're doing a performance they call A Trip to the Moon. Houston Jazz Festival, new to Miller this year. The Houston Jazz Collective is presenting some jazz masters, Hubert Laws and Shelley Carroll, with an all-star cast of fabulous jazz musicians. And that the set for that show, are pieces of art by Houston really renowned visual artist Jesse Lott. So
oh, wow.
It's a great combination
wow.
of music, and of both the performing and visual arts, all on one stage together. Our friends at Rocco are celebrating their 15th season, and they're going to be doing a concert called Time for Hope. They always do such a wonderful job
yes.
out here, and I encourage people to come see them. We've got Salsi Salud coming up. We've got the annual, this will actually be the 40th annual Festival Chicano at the beginning of October. 40 years. I mean,
wow.
it's amazing how many of these wonderful producing organizations come back year after year after year to bring wonderful performances to Houston audiences. Splendid China, Dance of Asian America, brings
yes.
in dancers direct from China.
Mm-hmm.
And these are incredible. The athleticism, the
amazing.
Beauty, the talent is just spectacular. That's two nights in October. Dia de la Hispanidad this year is going to be celebrating the Venezuela. So music and dance, arts of Venezuela.
Good.
The Mexican Institute brings the Houston Symphony for Lunada, which is a celebration of the night of the full moon. Great Latin American music or music from Latin American composers performed by the Houston Symphony. So a lovely, lovely night. The symphony comes back the next night with a family-friendly show called Symphonic Spooktacular. Great fun, you know, music, the creepy kind of music that
Halloween.
The kids will love. For Halloween, that's exactly right. Then we've got actually Grand Tapestry. Asia Society is bringing this really unique band. It's rap and world music that forms this kind of amalgamation of, really, if you think about it, what Houston is these days. So that's a terrific show. The Houston Chamber Choir, again, going back to the 50s with rock and roll music called Jukebox Saturday Night. Again,
all
it's
right.
Rock-ups and doo-wop. So there's that theme kind of running through there for us. In November, several years back, the U.S. Army Soldiers Chorus and Field Band paid us a visit. They are coming back. And
great.
That's just such a wonderful show. We hope people come out to enjoy that. We've also got Philip Fortenberry, who is performing The Hands of Liberace. So those of us who are old enough to remember the
yes.
wonderful performances that Liberace had on TV, this sort of brings back all those memories. There'll be a lot of video clips. Philip's talking about his own relationship with and the performances he did with Liberace, and it's just a terrific show. We also have the Texas Medical Center Orchestra is doing a performance called Dream of America, and they are going to be playing, it's the Houston premiere of Ellis Island, The Dream of America, with some dramatic performances from Houston's Emory Wiener School. They're also going to have a dance company involved with this, so
wow.
a lovely cross.
Beautiful.
Genre production. We're bringing the National Dance Company of Siberia. This is a very large, beautiful production showcasing dances coming from Russia. Just folk dances, traditional, and they'll have an orchestra with them. So it's really, it's a beautiful, beautiful show.
Wonderful.
Then if any of you were watching World's Best Talent, James Corden hosted this one, Los Vivancos. These are seven brothers from Spain. They play multiple instruments. They sing, but it's the dancing, the flamenco, the style of sort of extreme dancing.
Beautiful. It,
as we say, it's a hell of a show. So I think people will really enjoy this. These guys are really phenomenal. Cirque Mechanics, who's been here a couple of times before, is coming with their brand new show. It's called 42 Feet, A Menagerie of Mechanical Marvels. And if you've seen them before, you know that they bring these huge apparatus. They create this very unusual world on stage, and then they use those pieces of equipment as the setting for all the acrobatics and just the remarkable moves that they make on stage. So great fun. Georgia on My Mind, celebrating the music of Ray Charles. Now, what could be better?
Yes.
Great music from Ray Charles. So this is really a wonderful wonderful, wonderful show that celebrates his life and work. And Grammy Award-winning groups coming to do this, Take Six, Clint Holmes, Nina Freelon, and saxophonist Tom Scott, and a lot more.
Wow.
And then we're going to end the show this year with one of my very favorite female vocalists, Ann Hampton Callaway. She's doing the Linda Ronstadt songbook. So those of the listeners out there who are my age, my vintage, certainly remember Linda Ronstadt's music with great fondness. And Anne is truly, she has one of the most stunning voices. She's a jazz vocalist mostly, but she's lately been doing these tributes to female singers. And as most of you may know, Linda was diagnosed with Parkinson's, so she's not able to perform
right.
publicly in the way that she was for so many years. So how great that we'll be able to celebrate and hear her fabulous music again. And that's the end of our season. So then we get ready for next year. Well, actually, we're already getting ready for next year. But, you know, out here we never stop. We're always planning. We're always getting ready for the next one, because what we do is so exciting. And we truly believe that it's very important to Houston. So we know that this is one of Houston's jewels. And it's our job to keep it vital and interesting and current and entertaining, so that as many people as possible can come out here to enjoy what we have to offer.
Well, that's why we love talking to you, Sissy, because of the fact that you try and outdo yourself every year. And the amazing, amazing fact is that you do. You're one of the few people that I know of that outdoes herself. It gets so good and so good and so good. And we expect such great things happening at Miller, and it does every year. We are never, and I will tell this to my listeners who have not been to Miller, it is a place to go that you will never be disappointed with the quality of productions that you experience at Miller Outdoor Theater. Well, Sissy Siegel-Davis, it's great to talk with you, and it's great to have you on the show. But I think you and I both agree the best way to get in touch with you and your great staff and the work that you do is to go to that wonderful website of yours.
Yes, sir. It's www.milleroutdoortheater.com. And our theater is spelled theatre.com. That's the best way to get the most current information about what's going on here at Miller. And remember, it's always free. You can bring food. You can bring drinks. Just don't bring anything in glass. But bring your family. Bring your friends. Take advantage of this wonderful cultural jewel right here in the heart of Herman Park.
Sissy Siegel-Davis, it's always so great to talk to you. Thanks again so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Terry.